live from my spare room in Sacramento. This is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, playing Greg Hastings, the video game, ICPL, Windy City, and yeah, more paintball news.
Good evening, fine gentlemen. Hope we are all well on this Monday. I feel like I'm really loud. This Monday. Thankfully, we're live. About an hour and a half ago, I had a power strip die. So we had to source a power strip quickly. Thankfully, that worked out, so everyone's well, I hope. I am. Thank God for the power strip working. What are we talking about? We have, I almost said NXL, ICPL, Windy City Classic. We're going to preview that. We'll talk about that a little bit. We have a video we'll talk about briefly, and then some other topics that we'll talk about, we'll probably get to. And then we're also going to try to play Greg Hastings right here on the computer. We're going to try that out. Hopefully that'll go smoothly. I think it will. I tested it just a little bit, just to make sure it worked. I want to see, I just want to, jump right in and see what it's like. So I just kind of, made sure it worked. It looked a little wonky at times, but I don't know. We'll try and see what goes happens. Gentlemen, old soul, Mike Kyle Ice Shot. I kind of like that. That's kind of cool. Random. Gentlemen, good evening. Okay, I don't know. We'll just jump to Windy City Classic, I guess. Coming up here this weekend, outside. Hold on, I gotta switch over here. Outside of Chicago, the ICPL Windy City Classic is taking place. You can see all the teams right there. I'm gonna open my notes really fast. We have 14 pro teams and 21 amateur teams. As also, you can see, like the five man teams or whatever. I just noticed my desktop audio. We have maybe some weird situation. We're good now, I think. Not tons of teams. That's one of the first things I kind of thought about. I'm like, man, 14 teams. Doesn't sound like a lot, and it's kind of not. Last time they had the Windy City Classic was actually 3 years ago, where they had 23 pro teams and 33 amateur teams. We saw Image win that tournament. They're not going to be playing here in Chicago, though. In 2022, there were 23 pro teams and 38 amateur teams. So, just about the same amount, a little more amateur teams. We saw Cap win that one. So about, as many teams. I'm struggling. I don't know what that means. I just thought that was kind of interesting. We can see the teams, and it's going to be at Legendary Badlands Paintball Field. Badlands, known for these two hyper ball fields. They're going to call that the zipper field, I believe. Hence the, it's like a freaking zipper. I don't know what they call that there, though. That's also very, influential. If you've been around paintball for any period of time, you've probably seen people playing that. And all kinds of other fields. There's an airball field. Badlands out here in the Chicago area. They've got woods ball fields in here and stuff, too. So not just, hyper ball stuff. I was looking at this earlier. What the hell is this over here? This was some sort of track at some point. Like a dog track or a horse track or something. But what the hell is this? I was looking at this and I'm like, are they like shooting? Is this like a shooting thing or something? But that wouldn't make any sense because you're like shooting into other people or over here. That would be crazy. I don't know. If you know, let me know in the live stream chat or maybe in a comment below. I'm curious. I didn't really do a lot of deep research, but ICPL at Badlands. I found some other cool little things about Badlands. I kind of searched through some of the magazines that I have. And this right here from August 23rd, 1997, where they have a press release that says Hyperball at Badlands, UK's hottest new game, hits the United States in a bad way. Hyperball. Now at Badlands Paintball Park in Crete, Illinois. Come play where the three-time world champions Aftershock play. for more information, it's called Badlands. Hyperball. This is Action Pursuit Games. Where is the date on this? November 1996. We have Paintball. I read this earlier. This is written very weird. In the greater Chicago area, for example, you'll find Forest Brown's Challenge Park. Why, for example, Challenge Park, billed as the world's most successful field. But it's not the only place to play. 17 fields, outdoor and indoor, including two indoor venues, operate within a reasonable driving time from the city. The National Professional Paintball League, the NPPL, midsummer tournament site has been Rennick Miller's Badlands Paintball, located next door to the Balmore Racetrack, okay, for the last several seasons. The track's clubhouse has proven a popular site for player parties and awards ceremonies. So, I don't know. That's just kind of fun. Badlands has just been around forever. Oh, what happened there? Nothing. That's all. ICPL coming up at the legendary Badlands Paintball Field. You were 9 in 1997? What was I, 12? I was 12. Not playing paintball. Which Greg Hastings tournament paintball version do we have? We have the original, I just want to talk about one more thing, and then we'll do Greg Hastings stuff. We have the original, and then Greg Hastings Maxed. And this will be the first time that I've played either of these games in 20 years. So it'll be interesting. If you're a subscriber, which I'm just not logged in, but I am. I didn't think about logging in, though. Oh, well. Over on the Major League Paintball Plus website, MLPBplus.com, there is a new... I was going to say members-only video, like a subscribers-only video. Road to the Championship, Road to a Championship. With our newest paintball superstar, Thomas Hara. I watched about half of it earlier. It's good, just as, you know, all this, I mean, all of Major League Paintball, like documentary stuff, really is pretty good. You can go watch it if you're a member, a subscribing member for Major League Paintball Plus. You know, a lot of this stuff will end up on YouTube later as well. So if you're not a member, if you don't want to pay to support paintball, it'll be on YouTube later. We're echoing again. Hold on. Yep. All right. I don't know what's happening. It should mute the desktop audio. Oh, I know what's wrong. Sorry. We're good. I could fix that, though. I appreciate people in the chat actually letting me know stuff's going wrong. Yeah, I had the monitor on so we could hear myself talking, and then it's also putting in the desktop audio, which I do want the desktop audio because if we like play YouTube videos, we need that. But I am well. What am I doing? I'm all sidetracked. This YouTube live stream is sponsored by the greatest paintball store on the world planet, BFPgear.com. We've been hyping up and talking about their... Ooh, they've got thin frames. I didn't realize they were thin ones. I just pulled this up to show the goggle frames, and I didn't realize they got thin frames in. I noticed they added a bunch of stuff for this liquid gold stuff. I didn't know they were thin frames. Damn, those look good like that. I like the gold. I'm a fan of the gold. We're here to say gold frames in thin. Liquid gold, thin ProFlex frames, lots of other liquid gold stuff, right? We've got the liquid gold thin frame skirt and ear combo. So almost a whole mask. You've got just the ears. You've got just the skirt. All kinds of liquid gold ProFlex parts exclusive and only on BFP Gear's website. So you just search liquid gold and, you know, stuff comes up. Dang, I didn't realize they were thins. It's cooler than I thought, though. BFPgear.com, your exclusive home to liquid gold ProFlex parts. And, you know, I was going to say exclusive. They're my exclusive paintball store. They're the only place I buy stuff. You know, they've been a long supporter of this channel. So if you, you know, if you go over there and buy stuff, if you venture over to BFP Gear, let them know, you know, I sent you over there. I love gold. MX Spike Spiegel. Man. Is that Mark? Is that Mark? Eric, hello, sir. I don't think that's Mark. I don't know. It's like all the like topics I had to talk about. Nothing crazy has been happening. And, you know, I'm not honestly, you know, attached to the internet as much as I used to be as well. So sometimes I miss stuff, you know. Shit happens. But you think it's better for my brain. So let's, I don't know, let's try to figure out how to play Greg Hastings. So the way we're doing this is I have my laptop. We have Greg Hastings on here. And I open the laptop. We turn the laptop on. I saw a Luxair video. I can talk about Luxair while I'm doing this. Luxair video, Luxair review is done. I'm just waiting on one thing to get back to me. It is completed, so it is done. I just have to actually still have to make the thumbnail, but the video is done. I just have to finish one thing. I'm like thinking about five things, but it is done. I just gotta, you know, wait on someone to help me do something. Okay, let's see. We're gonna switch here. So this is hooked up to my computer. This is my laptop screen going over the network. So we have this controller. Okay. I got to remember that I got to use my like hand to control the laptop. So we're going to load a disk. So let's go with, so we have Greg Hastings tournament paintball, and then we have Greg Hastings Maxed, which was, I think, the follow-up to that, like a year later. I don't know. Let's see what happens, guys. Why does it still say insert disk? Load disk. Watch, this goddamn thing's not going to work right now. Okay. Let's, I guess, restart it. We're also going to, I'm going to do this, we're going to, this is not actually displaying what I want. Okay. Oh, there it goes. Okay. So I got to turn, I'm going to put these headphones on. These are, these are my headphones. Okay. So it's like, it's really funky sounding. Like I can like, I don't know, it's all choppy and wonky right now. But that's what I was saying earlier when I was like, the playback's a little weird. Like, listen to the audio on this. I don't know, we'll just watch this. We'll let this go through, I guess, a little bit. Dude, it is so loud in these headphones. Okay, this is not the most exciting. Okay, yeah, I don't know. So we'll see what happens. Someone says this is lame. It is kind of lame, I think. So we'll see. Okay. What happens with this, like, controller? Why is this controller... Oh my gosh, you guys. This is why I was like, well, we'll see if this works. This controller is not connected. Connecting controller. Okay, controller is connected. Nikki Cuba! Okay, let's do this. We have Greg Hastings tournament paintball. Okay, so I did create, like I said earlier, was this yesterday or the day before? This was yesterday at 9 o'clock at night. I don't think so. Maybe it was. I don't think so. Okay. I have no idea. One of the problems, too, is this is an Xbox controller, so the colors are different. So I'll look down at, like, to see which button's which, and I'm like, fuck, I get, like, all, like, mixed up. Okay. Should we play a tournament? What's my gear bag? Oh, can we, like, change our outfit? Or do we only have, like... Well, we only have, like, one jersey, I guess, huh? What kind of mask do we have? Oh, we got, like, a Proflex. That's cool, though. I mean, at least we don't have, like, you know, a shitty mask. That's a Proflex. I don't know what that is. That's a crazy-looking pack. Looks like we got an auto mag... An auto mag and a Revy. Some sort of con man R1 barrel. Oh, yeah, that's R1 might have been like Reds, or not Reds, but Greg Hastings, whatever company. We'll turn some of this background audio on. The one of the things I'm worried about this, though, is like with the audio, is if we get in trouble for like, you know, playing game audio or something. Okay. A tank. We have a 45. That doesn't look like a 45, though, you know, but whatever. Look at how heavy the 45 is. What is my character? Damn, look at how cool I look. Look at my hair. I don't want to play a tournament, though. I guess we'll play a tournament. This is weird though, because I'm like looking through this the other screen. So we can't play any other tournaments other than that one, I guess. Team Brad. Oh, we're at Pebs in Virginia. 3-man rookie elimination. Sponsored by JT. Okay.
Welcome to Pev.
I don't know what any of the buttons are either, so there's also that. Oh, I remember this field. So see what I meant by the gameplay? Like the... It's not the smoothest. Let's like close some stuff maybe on this computer. I don't think that's going to help much. Who knows if this is even going to work? Let's turn the audio down. I know it's so annoying, probably. Oh, and there's like music in this. So how the hell do I just like shoot? I don't even know if this is gonna work, guys. I can't, it's like, this is terrible. So definitely the right trigger is shoot, but it doesn't like, it like, I like pull the trigger and like, nothing's happening. Oh sweet, I'm running. Is there a bad guy right there? Am I gonna shoot this guy? Oh, they have like the wipe meter. Where's the wipe thing? One of these is the wipe button. Fuck! I wonder if we can, like, change the settings on this to be, like, worse quality or whatever. Something crazy is happening in the background. I don't know if changing the resolution like that's going to actually matter. This is, I know, the most exciting live stream we've ever had. Okay, here's how we're going to handle this. Maybe we'll try that later some other time. How's it going, everyone? Okay, those are off. Yeah, okay, well, you know. That's how that went. Maybe I'll try to, like, turn down setting. Because when I did the little quick tutorial in the beginning, it was a little weird. It wasn't that bad. It was like a little... The audio is just funky sounding. And definitely all the settings, all the like stuff was maxed out on my computer. And it is just a MacBook Air. It's an M1 MacBook Air. So I thought I'd play Xbox games okay. I don't know. I am going to buy a new MacBook. A Mac Mini, I should say. Hopefully fairly soon. I don't know. We had that planned, but that sucked. So, I don't know. I don't know what the hell we're doing now. I guess we'll turn this controller off. Well, it technically worked, so that's good. Yeah, I don't know. Anyone got any cool paintball questions? Infinite Paintball is good enough to make me forget about Greg Hastings. Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few good, like, actual, like, paintball video games. There's a bunch of stuff on Steam. That Paintballers video game I have not played, though. So I couldn't really tell you. But I don't know. Greg Hastings. I never really played Greg Hastings all that much. There's a question, Andrew. TM40, Idol, Air. Which was your favorite out of those three? Or are they all so alike? There's no point to compare them. I think that you might be onto something with the Idol and the TM40. Kind of. I mean, they're very similar. There's not like a huge difference between them. But the Air is substantially different. I mean, really the TM40 and the Idol or whatever, say the Idol has more in common, I would say, with the very first gun they made, the Lux 1.0 they made 18 years ago. The Idol has more in common with that old gun than the Air. So they're wildly different. Whether that means anything, I don't know. You know, I don't necessarily know if the Idol's going to be less reliable or more reliable than the Air. I'm not sure it's going to be that wildly more air efficient. I think the Air is more air efficient. I think it works better in cold weather. But, you know, like, I think it's a lot different. I think it's a better gun for sure. But I don't know if it's, like, you know, going to shoot all that much better, or, you know, it's none of the actual tangible things are going to be that crazy. The one thing that, I mean, which will kind of be the conclusion of the review, maybe not conclusion, but a big portion of it, is that, you know, the Luxes have been, like, easy to use for a long time. They were some of the more simpler guns. They were the first gun to have toolless bolt removal. They just tried to make them, like, easy to use. They certainly have gotten more complicated over time. You know, with their quick-release toolless frame removal stuff was way complicated. The Baldy tents had 11 pieces, or the eye covers had 10 pieces in the eye cover. So there was just a lot of stuff going on. And with the Air, essentially, they've just gotten rid of all that, like, complicated stuff, right? It's not toolless frame removal because it's kind of gimmicky anyway, makes it overcomplicated. The eye covers are, I mean, 3 pieces in the eye covers now. You have a Baldy tent that's 1 piece, the eye, and the eye cover, and that's all. You don't have like a bunch of screws and springs and all this other nonsense. So I think it's probably better for, you know, that reason, because it's so much simpler. But it's, you know, like all those, you know, hard tangible things like, is it more reliable or more air efficient, or, you know, does it shoot better or any of those things? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be all that dramatically different. But, you know, I don't know. That shouldn't be too surprising either. I mean, we've not really seen a change in performance, I'd say, in the last, like, 10 years. You know, pretty much since the GammaCore Bolt came out, like, everything's kind of been relatively the same. The Air definitely has a unique Bolt system. Definitely not a copy of the GammaCore, which is cool. But, yeah, I don't know if it, like, shoots crazy different. It does shoot well, though, so I noticed that it didn't kick that much and whatever. Doug says, Greg Hastings Tournament Paintball 1 was the best. Max kind of sucked. 2 was pretty good. I got Greg to sign my copy of 2. That's kind of cool, actually. All right, I'm going to look at something right now. Hit me up with your paintball questions so I can riff. Or what should we talk about? I'm going to try to, like, look at some settings in here. Someone said, oh, someone go under settings. That's not the greatest advice. Just look at these settings. I want to see if I can change in this emulator, if I can change select the attached audio video pack. I don't know what that means. Display input. I don't know. This is not the most fun thing to do in a live stream. So we'll stop doing that. Yeah, what's happening in paintball? I don't know. I did want to, like, I was thinking about weird videos to make and, like, just fun topics. And I have a title for something that I thought people might be able to help me with in the chat or later on with a comment. What do you guys think the biggest gimmicks in paintball are? Like the biggest gear gimmicks. Like things that, you know, are kind of snake oil-ish. Like maybe like rifled barrels. Or, you know, I think about like the ramrod barrel, how it had no barrel, so you didn't ever have to swab it. Stuff like that. Gimmicks. Slam pods, okay. JT slam pods. You guys did so good on the last one. I was like, man, they could help again. Biggest paintball gimmicks. Like, I don't know. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Chris Martin used it at Tactics. Recently released the CS3 gas through drop kit. What are some other old products that would be viable to update and recreate? Good Lord. I don't know. Paint grenades. Okay, paint grenades were gimmicky. That's for sure. For sure. Paint grenades. We'll put paint grenades or a gimmick. It could be other stuff too, like, you know, the magic box, the air gun design magic box. Was it the magic box, right? Or black box or something like that? The Q loader. Okay, we'll put the Q loader on. Q loader. I don't know. I see flatline. I don't know if I see the flat. We'll put the flatline on there. I kept putting fatline, though. The flatline actually worked, though. Yeah, the Apex barrel, but it kind of worked too. We'll put the Apex on there. The Apex, one of the things that sucked about the Apex was you had to like dial it in every time you wanted to use the goddamn thing. Yeah, the Apex worked. The Apex worked. The flatline worked. Soft face bolts. Angel Adam. I don't know. A lot of people use soft face bolts, though. I don't know if they're gimmicky. I think that they might be kind of feature that might not work as good as they say. But, you know, most of the freaking guns have rubber on the bolt tips, though. It depends on which Angel one we're talking about, because the Angel one did flop off. It did come out. It probably wasn't made the best. Rifled barrels? I don't know why I didn't put rifled. I still want to answer Chris Martin, if you're still in here. I'm still thinking about your question you had. Rifled barrels. Mike's right about that. Pew pew, Mike. A lot of the upgrades, a lot of old upgrades were not upgrades. They were just trying to sell you shit. Which, you know, because, you know. Gimmick paintball products. The most gimmicky paintball product. I mean, one of the problems with gimmicky products is they kind of go away, right? They don't really last. They don't really stay around. So it's kind of hard to, like, think about stuff that doesn't ever, like, it didn't stay around. Yeah, the Apex barrel is funny. One of the problems, I mean, if you guys don't know what the Apex barrel is, the Apex barrel, act like this is your barrel, right? Like, we're looking down the barrel. Like, you got a barrel, we got a barrel, and we're looking straight down the barrel. So in the barrel, this, you know, the long barrel, right at the end of the barrel tip, say that we have a 14-inch barrel, right at the end of the barrel tip, it was this thing about this long, and it had a ramp inside of it, and you could adjust this ramp up and down. You still can. You can still buy the things. You can adjust the ramp up and down, and you can also rotate where the ramp is in, like, relation to the barrel. So the barrel will stay in place, and you can rotate this front piece around to, like, change the way the ramp is angled. So you can make the ramp, you know, point down, or I can rotate it around and make it, like, point that way, or I can rotate the barrel and make it point that way. So the idea is that the paintball is traveling down and hits this ramp, and it will cause, if the ramp's pointed this way, it'll cause top spin on the ball, so it'll go out and the ball will kind of loop down. What's crazy, though, is you can rotate that thing, right? So then it'll put, like, side spin on it, so it'll make it, like, hook to the right or hook to the left. You can also change how much angle you have on that ramp. So you can just get rid of the ramp so it just shoots normal. So it's, like, infinitely adjustable. There are so many adjustments, right? What angle the ramp is at, and then you got to position the yaw or whatever, I don't know, the rotation of that ramp exactly how you want it. So you have to, like, adjust how much ramp it has for how much curve you need, and then you have to, like, adjust the angle. So whenever I was playing with the thing, I always would, like, just think way too much. There's way too much shit to think about. You know, you're, like, fucking trying to adjust it, and then the guy's gone. So it worked for sure. Kinda. I mean, it's a little bit hard on paint because obviously you think you're making the paintball hit a wall. It's literally hitting something in the barrel. So, you know, that's not the greatest. But there's just too much to think about. That's the Apex barrel. It was kind of cool. I mean, it was kind of popular for a while there. The Apex 2 was probably the most recent one. Boom treatment. Okay. Boom treatment is kind of, I think, maybe a little snake oil-ish. The HUD fits better in our, like, flopped paintball products. Although we could put the HUD on there, why not? Empire HUD. So Chris Martin asked a question earlier. He said, like, what? Let's try to find Chris Martin. Question. What are some old products that would be viable to update and recreate? Man, I don't know. Chris brought that up because a Tactics just released their, I don't know what they're actually calling it. It's kind of like a drop-down thing. It's like, it goes in between the regulator or in between the ASA and the trigger frame. So you, like, can drop the ASA down a little bit. It's kind of like this little piece that you put just in line and it just kind of, like, pops stuff down. I I don't know. Are we considering that like an old product? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like a drop forward, but I don't know. I don't know if those were really kind of ever a thing. And I think about like old products and I'm like, man, a lot of the stuff that's old, you know, my laptop was on this bear canister. Oh, I almost got a bit by a rattlesnake on Friday. Let's look at their website. I know I thought about it. Yeah, I think about a lot of the old, like old products, and one of the problems is they're old. You know, like they're old for a reason. It's like the guns either like they just don't make the guns anymore, or you know, there's no need for whatever product or you know thing. Because there's just no, like, man, I don't know where they would put this on here. Maybe it's in accessories? There it is, right there. Blingo. Yeah, I saw it at, they had it at World Cup, so you can see that piece right there. And this probably is not the production one. I don't know if this is the production one, or it was like one of the prototype versions or whatever, but it obviously looks the same, but it's the same thing. I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. I think it probably, oh, for a Lux too. I think that like, you know, I think this is a good idea. Like this is a good product. It is cool, but it's going to be good for people with big hands. You know, like I like it because I typically will hold guns kind of weird. Like I'll tend to hold them like this, you know, like I hold the thing like way, way on the bottom. So it's just odd to me. It feels a little bit better to hold the paintball gun lower. I'm going to say paintball marker all the time in this. This is a paintball marker. So yeah, I hold it like low. So having that little extension for me, I like. Yeah, old parts, man. It's like, I don't know. And it's gotten so hard to make parts, too, because everything's so proprietary. It's like, you know, if we look at, you know, the Atactics, you know, they have to make, you know, every single one of these, you know, for every single gun. Where, you know, back in the day, you know, barrels are still, for the most part, universal because so much stuff's cocker thread, but... You know, back in the day, you could put different feed necks on different guns and, like, move ASAs around and, like... You know, there was just more stuff you could upgrade. And so many of these guns are also completed. You know, you don't really need any upgrades like you did. Chris, have you got ideas? I'm always wanting to make stuff, dude. There's some stuff coming out hopefully very soon that I like a lot. Yeah, old stuff. It's like, I don't know. Then I think about like, okay, no. So for guns, it's gotten really hard to make stuff for. I did see the mechanical Meteor gun. We've talked about that kind of before, but there's not like a lot of information on it. I saw that there's a video of it shooting and like it's just a brick. It's like, okay. So I don't know. If there's that, when there's probably like more info, I mean, we talked about that gun like a year and a half ago, I think, when we originally saw like versions of it. Yeah. So it's hard to make, you know, parts for guns nowadays. And then I think about like, okay, what's something that's like maybe older stuff that like from back in the day that you could make? And I'm like, I don't even know. I don't know. Sawcats would be fun. JT did that. I think a couple companies kind of did Sawcat stuff for a while. I don't know. The Sawcat. Just give me an idea. Okay. Well, my chat's all weird. Custom foregrips. Would you print them? They'd have to be printed. They'd have to be 3D printed, I'm assuming. I mean, and there's some kind of, like the Yakuza guy, or Kakuza or whatever, he's making that foregrip for the Force. Man, it's in my mouth. I don't know. I have a cool t-shirt coming out soon. Hopefully we like it. Soon. Yeah, sock hats would be kind of fun. I kind of like the idea of making sock hats. I like the idea of making like 20 though. Only like 20 sock hats. I need an embroidery machine. How much are embroidery machines? How much is like a big embroidery machine? I'm going to switch back over here really fast. We're going to look at embroidery machines really fast. Let's just look at this. We're going to look at the Brothers website, or the Brother website. Products. Sewing and embroidery. Whoa. Embroidery machine. Damn, look at that freaking tiger pillowcase. That's what I need. Yeah, so they don't put prices on the good ones, huh? How much is this thing? Why can't I, like, do that? Shopping? We're just going to click this really fast. 25 grand? Oh, I can do that. So, we're going to start a GoFundMe so I can buy a $26,000 embroidery machine. We're not going to do that. I really want an embroidery machine. If anyone's got an embroidery machine, let me know. The limited edition thing is nonsense. It's not really nonsense. I mean, I just said I was going to make some t-shirts. They'll be limited edition, because how many do I make? 40,000? I don't know. You know, this is like, fuck. You know, it's like the sock hats. I'm like, it'd be cool to make some sock hats, but like, you know, how many sock hats do you make? 15,000? You know, at some point. I hear you on like the like trying to hype stuff up and like specifically make it limited edition, and like that's gotten kind of annoying. I hear you on that, but I hear you. I hear you. But paintball guiding company is the same way. It's like, I don't know. You're like, I don't know. I hear you. I think it's kind of cool though. At the same time, like, I don't know who was talking about this. I think it was John Brinkman or something, or I don't know who was talking about this. It was like, what the hell is he saying? he's talking kind of about Mac Dev, and like, you know, there's car companies that like, I don't know the names of the car companies, right? But you can order a car and they will make you the car that you want. You're not going to get a Ford. It's like a weird company. It might come with a Bentley engine, and like, you're going to have the only car that looks this way. So they'll make you a car, like these bespoke, fully custom cars. They're like millions of dollars. You know, you're going to spend $8 million or something crazy on it. But they're kind of interesting, right? To have like these like one-off like cars, not kit cars. I can't think of the names, like bespoke motorsport companies. Like let's search for like bespoke motor. What'd I say? Motor. Bespoke motor. Bespoke cars? I don't fucking know. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. But there are, whatever. There are companies that do that. You know, I've seen like the, like, fucking Arab sheiks and shit. They have all the like crazy ass stuff like that, right? And that's kind of maybe what MacDev did a little bit with the Cyborg X, right? They made a whole entire gun that's like unique and like engineered to be its own standalone thing, but they only made 250. Like, I don't know. Like, I think that's kind of cool. Like, I get why it's annoying, because it makes it more difficult for, like, you know, me and you, just random, you know, average customers. You know, I'm not going to probably spend the extra money just to get something because it's rare and limited. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just not doing that. So, I don't know. But I get, like, I think it's kind of cool that they only made that many. I mean, so, like, why did they only make 200? Why did they only make $250? They probably only did make $250, but I mean, but making 250, it's like, honestly, I don't know how many they could have sold. I mean, they definitely sold them all out and they're gone, but I don't know. I think that's kind of neat, but I totally get why it's kind of lame too. The gun actually sucks too. So there's also that. It's kind of like the DLS or DSL or whatever. The DLS, the DSL, like, what was it? The DSL, I always get it mixed up. Andrew, MacDev limited edition made sense. It's the taking an already made marker and just changing the body, so it's doubling the price, to me, is annoying. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm with you on that. I hear you. Although, I don't know, right? Like, I mean, double's obviously crazy. But, you know, something that I've always wanted to do and I've always thought about, I'm like, man, it would be pretty cool if, like, you know, say Planet Eclipse, they were like, oh, yeah, here's our, like, here's the whole CS3 CAD file, right? And you can just go crazy with this CAD file. Just, you know, keep the CAD file or whatever, I don't know. Here's the whole entire blueprint for the gun. It would be really cool to, like, give that over to, like, a designer and be like, hey, can you make me, like, 10 bodies? Like, me personally, if I went to, like, a CAD person or, like, a machinist and I was like, design me these bodies. I like the way this one looks. Design this in CAD and go ahead and machine me 10 of these bodies. And I'm going to buy all the parts that I need to make a CS3, and then we're going to build 10 CS3s with these weird bodies. Like, I don't know. I think that that's cool. Like, I like that. I think that that's kind of fun for me personally, just because it's kind of fun to just make stuff. But you'd have to charge more too. You know, like you'd have to charge a little bit more. I don't know how much more. Yeah. But I'm thinking of it more of like a, like, I want to make the stuff. So that seems fun to me. Not really about buying the stuff. Is the Cyborg X really a shitty gun? From what I hear, yeah. I've not shot one. I've felt it in my hands and stuff. But not like, I didn't shoot it or whatever. Okay if I do it. I hear you on HK too. It's not like I disagree with anything you're saying. But I don't know, like, I like it when the Project G, like when Archie, the Project guys, they made those, you know, they've made all those guns, and there's a couple other things. But I've always thought that that would be cool, like, because, you know, I have a friend that does a machine shop. I actually probably know quite a few people that do machining stuff. And he's made autococker bodies and, like, you know, autococker frames, like, from scratch. Like, he's machined them and designed them and stuff. So, it's possible. It's just getting, like, you know, Planet Eclipse isn't going to just give you the information to make your own bodies, you know? Actually, I don't know. I've not thought about this really, because I assume the Project guys get the bodies made, and like Infamous or whatever. I'm gonna look into this. I'm assuming that Planet Eclipse made, I've never thought about it. I'm assuming Planet Eclipse made the bodies for everybody, and then they just bought the guns from Planet Eclipse. Like, they designed their own body, and then they just buy the guns from Planet Eclipse. But thinking about it, like, the anodizing is a lot different, I feel like, on the HK guns when we compare to, like, the stock Planet Eclipse guns or, like, the Project gun or, like, the Infamous guns. I feel like the anodizing does feel a little bit different. I don't know. So maybe they are just, like, making the bodies and then anodizing them themselves. Mm-hmm. Best designs ever to date are still the Intimidator series from 2000s. Bomb, Dragon, the Empire, the Naughty Dog. Yeah, I hear you. I didn't like a lot. I'm with you. Like, I really liked the Ripper, like the LaSoya, the, like, 2K2 LaSoya was super cool. I liked the Dragon a lot. I thought the Naughty Dog one was cheesy. I didn't like that paw print. I never had an Empire one. My friend Chris had, like, a white Empire Alias or whatever. I like the Species, too. The Species was super cool. That was, for sure, those Bob Long guns, for sure. They probably looked the coolest. They probably had, like, the best conglomeration of guns, that's for sure. Something like that. Dynasty Shocker? That's true. The Shockers, there were also quite a few good Shockers, too. There were actually a lot of good-looking Shockers. The Dynasty Shocker was cool. Yeah, there were a ton of Shockers. That Russian Legion one was really cool back in the day. The NXT one, Max just said. They're gorgeous and hideous. I know, that's why I like it. I like it because it's so crazy and, like, an interesting thing. The Tauntaun SFT. The Tauntaun SFT was the worst paintball gun that I ever personally owned. People liked the Octane Shocker for a while, too. There was that G-Max Shocker. Yeah, literally, the Tauntaun Shocker is the worst paintball gun I've ever owned. Not, like, worst gun I've ever shot or anything, but, like, you know, worst gun I was like, I'm gonna buy this and use it. Worst thing I've ever purchased. It was so heavy. Let's look at Tauntaun Shockers. The Tauntaun Shocker SFT. No, what is going on? The Tauntaun Shocker. So it was so heavy because, like, they left all this fucking metal on it. You can even see how much metal is on the thing. Just look at how, like, thick it is right here. I mean, the gun was, like this thick right there. And on the back. It was crazy. Andrew, with your freaking pro membership, welcome to the paintball... Oh, you missed Pootie. Welcome to the paintball ruined my life experience. Andrew just became a member. And if anyone else wants to be a member on this YouTube channel and help support this YouTube channel and, you know, get a little something extra, you can follow the link right there. You obviously see you get custom emojis and, like, cool things in the live chat. You get early access to videos like the Lux Air review you'll get early access to. There's exclusive member-only videos on here. Quite a few of them. There's probably, like, you know, some good ones on here. Members only discounts, members only live streams, members only chat room on Discord if you're over on Discord. But more importantly, honestly, it helps fuel this thing and helps it fuel the entire experience. So all the members are, like, directly supporting this channel. So when you see, like, a YouTube video pop up from me, you can thank the channel members. And BFP gear, they're pretty good too. Give the live stream a like too. I never tell people to do that. You should do that. Actually, I tell people to do that all the time. Some brands wish to have extra girth and advanced users. Extra girth and advanced users. It was so heavy. I mean, it probably wasn't that heavy, but, you know, the Shockers were so lightweight that it was a good, like, 30% heavier. It was crazy. Mine never worked. It literally never worked. I've talked about this gun before because it was so terrible. I had a black one. So mine was like this. And weirdly, serial number 13. Also, fucking awful. The frame was super heavy too because they put that like hump. So when like just the Intimidators came out, they had this like hump on the back. And then this thing was just fucking like solid metal. It's like, fucking crazy. The gun was so heavy. So weird. Ooh, how about the Indian Creek Freestyles? What about them? I don't really know a lot about those guns. They just weren't like, you know, they just weren't around. You know, working at the paintball stores, there weren't any like stores around us that sold them, you know. We never carried the thing. I don't know, you know. I just remember the Naughty Dogs. Yeah, some brands. I never saw the Naughty Dogs with 100% working guns. We had them buy us for Mech Oracles through whatever ICD guns they ended on. I don't know. Oh, the Super Chats. Super Chats are also awesome. You're also directly helping support this channel. It really does help. It actually just makes me feel good. Like, oh, people actually care. Oh, yeah. So, paintball gimmicks. We were collecting paintball gimmicks. We have JT Slam Pods. So gimmicks, you know, like things that were like a sales pitch. The Slam Pod, paintball grenades, the air gun design, magic box, the Q-Loader. Some of these I don't know about. The Flatline, the Apex Barreled, Rifled Barrels. Boom. We're going to put boom / barrel treatments. And the Empire HUD. That's all. I mean, there's got to be some more. There's got to be some more out there, guys. You guys did so well with helping me out get, like, defunct paintball brands. Hello, just bought a Proto PM6. Cannot wait to play with it. Cool. The PM6 was a very popular paintball gun. I think I might have owned a olive-colored one. I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe it was like a PM5, I don't know, 7, I don't know. It's been a while. Honestly, I've been using the CZR Plus more than anything else lately. I don't know what it is, but the shot and the sound signature is just so satisfying. That's good. I can't say that I like those guns, but you know, whatever. They all shoot paintballs, so as long as it shoots paintballs. Yeah, okay, we'll go with the Z Grip. That's a good one. Max. I don't know about drop forwards. Oh, I don't know. Actually, we'll put drop forwards on there because they were kind of stupid. I mean, the whole point of it was like, oh, get tighter in your bunker. But motherfuckers are looking at you straight on. It doesn't matter if your gun's this long or this long. You could be like, you know, full rifle and it doesn't matter. How much, you know, people are shooting at you from the side, maybe? I don't know. Flatline, okay. And we got drop forwards. All right, there you go. Drop forwards. CZR, I don't know. I just don't like their solenoids. I don't really think that the quality is that good, you know? That's all. It's probably other products that are better. You know, I think that I'd rather have, like, the Super Chat. You know what I realized? My whole, like, system here for Super Chats does not work anymore. The, like, software got updated and it, like, jimmied off. I don't know what the hell happened. Yeah, I don't know. We're having technical difficulties all of a sudden. Okay. Oh, look at that. Maybe we're working. Mike, you're awesome. What'd you say? I got distracted. Oh, the $1.50. Yeah, yeah, after YouTube fees. It's true. Dang, what could you even buy? Like, could you buy a candy bar? Buy little mini ones, like the Halloween fun size ones. The Nitro Duck 114s, those were crazy, but people actually used those back in the day. I mean, guns were just not that air efficient. So, people actually had to use like crazy big tanks. Andrew, see that green name now? A pack of gum. What a pack of gum, what? I don't know. Well, we got that working. That's good, I guess. Damn, I'm kind of disappointed that we don't have whatever it's called. Greg Hastings. We got to figure out how to like turn the settings down or like decrease the quality or whatever it is. What about the low blow and the other range increasing bolts? What do you mean? I don't know. I mean, technically, the low blow. I've never, honestly, never heard of that. But, I mean, I could see it being something. Low blow paintball bolt. What happens when I search that? The low blow bolt. Was it a Spider product? The ACP beat battle tested. Huh. I don't even know what this is. I'm going to research. We'll look into that more later. I've never heard of that. I mean, I kind of maybe get the concept. Low blow bolt. That's a hell of a name. The low blow bolt. Yeah, Alien had... That's kind of what I was thinking. The same concept of as Alien. Oh yeah, Tech T for sure had some gimmick items. That's for sure, Chris, didn't they? Everything Tech T made was a gimmick. We'll just put Tech T on the whole list. We're just gonna go put Tech T. Almost everything made was gimmicky. What was I thinking about though? What was I just thinking about? Yeah, I think the Alien worked though. I mean, I'd never shot. I don't even know. I don't think I've ever even shot an Alien. But I think that it worked. I mean, technically, you can add range by increasing the velocity. You know, so if you increase the velocity, you'll gain range, too, just because you're shooting faster. But these low blow bolts are designed to try and put backspin on the ball. So if you have that paintball, right, like let's just pretend this is a paintball. If like you have, you know, you're delivering air to the paintball, if you deliver more air to the bottom, think about it, right? If you hit the bottom of this paintball, it's going to want to like rotate like back around. So if we deliver more air to the bottom, we can, you know, get the ball to have backspin and then it'll cause like a pressure difference and then it'll actually pull the paintball up. It kind of turns the paintball into like a wing, sort of, with that backspin. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if it works or not. I mean, in theory, it kind of works. But one of the problems with making the paintball spin is that once you start getting that ball spinning is really where you're going to get most of the inaccuracy. Because you want that paintball just to go out the barrel, right? You don't want it to get like spin on it. But when you're intentionally causing it to spin, I think that the accuracy can get a little weird. Oh. Yeah, the Venturi bolt, like, if it's made correctly, I mean, because you're getting like the Venturi effect. So, yeah. Yeah, they couldn't add enough spin. It doesn't make sense. I mean, because you'd have to like really hammer that ball on the bottom, right? I mean, you'd almost have to deliver like all the air right to the bottom half of the ball or something, or just right on the tip at the bottom to really try to like, really try to make it spin, you know? Because you think about like this lens cap, and it's like if you want to make the lens cap, you know, flip over, you can't hit it in the middle, you know? You got to like really hit it on the bottom so that all that momentum like carries that bitch over. Ooh, look, we got the thing working. But it still didn't pop up on the screen. Fuck. Mike with the super chat again, dude. Look at that. It's going again. My teeth fund. Seriously, I gotta go to the dentist tomorrow. I do. A gaming PC? We need to like a defamation lawsuit. Well, if it's a fact. Yeah, I do want to get a new Mac. I do want to get a new Mac Mini. But we're going to wait until the Worldwide Developer Conference is concluded this week and then see if new computers are coming or not. There's like a 3-month wait for Mac Studios because of the RAM shortages. So, you know. Gus says he put a Venturi bolt in his Freefo caliber, has higher velocity than an AKA lightning bolt. Man, you're making me feel like it's like 2002. That's funny. Man, I remember having like cool bolts from my autococker and like, man, those are the days. Remember the lightning bolt? I never had a lightning bolt. All the AKA products were always too expensive for me. You know, as like a 19-year-old kid, I'm like, I can't spend $100. And lightning bolt was like $80 or something crazy. Crazy. The best gimmick for me growing up is the Spider Electra ACS with a rocking trigger. The rocking trigger is actually a good one. I like that one. The rocking trigger. How about ACS bolts too? We'll put that in there. Those are both kind of gimmicky. I don't know. The ACS bolt is probably better than not having anything. But, the rocking trigger was kind of stupid. So, I mean, if you think about the rocking trigger, it doesn't make any sense. We'll use our lens cap again for reference. So, you know, the rocking trigger, if you guys aren't familiar, you know, normally you've got a trigger that pivots at the top, right? So you push the trigger and it just pivots back. The rocking trigger pivoted at the middle, in the middle. So you pushed it and it like rotated right here, but you could also press on the top. So you could hit the trigger on the bottom or the top. So the theory was that you walk the trigger and you hit the bottom one and then you hit the top one. Then you hit the bottom one and you're like, bottom one, top one, bottom one, top one, bottom, and you like rotate. But you're still only hitting the trigger one time with each finger, right? You're not like hitting it more times. So even if the trigger still pivots at the top, you're still only like hitting the trigger one time. So it's like, it doesn't make any difference. It's like literally the same thing. It's just like making the trigger pivot in a different spot. Why is this thing like always just going off now? It's just gonna go off a lot. Yep. So it was always kind of stupid. It never really made sense to me. I think it was like cool and definitely intriguing for like new people or like, you know, it just seems like it would be better. It's totally like too pointless. It was also illegal, like the MPPL and like, you know, none of the leagues actually allow you to use like two triggers or whatever. It was actually harder to shoot too because, you know, you think that like, you know, with like, we'll just use this as a normal trigger, you know, you can put your fingers right next to each other and shoot. But since the trigger pivots in the middle, you kind of had to have your like fingers apart because you couldn't do it in the middle. You kind of had to hit the trigger on the like very edges. So at the very top and the very bottom. So you had to like use your fingers apart. Austin, we talking about rocking triggers. I hated the spider rocking trigger. I've been watching all, well, no, I shouldn't say I've been watching all your videos, but I've seen a lot of the stuff you've been putting out lately. You've got yourself, I think, a Lux there. I was watching some of the Lux video stuff. I got myself one somewhere around here. Okay. Solid gold, although I broke mine. I gotta get a repair part for it still. I gotta figure that out. I think the anti-chop bolts were a scam. Tell me how a Delorean bolt would be all of a sudden stop on a ball chopping. Well, it's got it because it's spring loaded. It's spring loaded. I'll show you right now. Let's get a ballpoint pen. Here's how the anti-chop spider bolt system worked. So, let's also grab a paintball. We'll demonstrate. This is a reusable paintball. Oh, we got a 50 cal one. Well, no, 50 cal's gonna be harder. Look at that bad boy. That's a rare son of a bitch right there. 50 cal reball. There's only two of them. I've only got two. So, you know, whatever. Here's your bolt system. You know, you think about this pen as your bolt. This is the bolt, right? So this is the thing going back and forth in the spider. So you got your paintball, falls down, bang, shoots it out the front, right? Just bing, goes out the front. So the way that the ACS bolt would work is if this paintball was like halfway down, right? Instead of the bolt going through and like, chopping this ball in half, there was a spring inside the bolt. I'm noticing I can't, like, whenever I'm on frame, we're gonna get like out of focus, so whatever. There's a spring inside the bolt, and essentially whenever the front of the bolt would feel pressure, that spring would go back and allow the paintball to fall down. So just like this pen here, if we like halfway get this paintball up, or like halfway loaded in or whatever, it's kind of hard to like show, that pen cap is gonna like push back. So the bolt cycles forward. So this piece cycled forward, but the front piece didn't go anywhere because it felt the pressure of that paintball. So the bolt still technically fires, but it doesn't get pushed out because it felt that pressure in the other half, or that other half of the bolt kind of like pushes back in, and then it falls back down, and the real one doesn't click closed. You know, it's not going to like stay closed like that, like a pin will. It just kind of like falls back and recocks and resets itself. Maybe I did a good job. That's kind of how it works, but yeah, that's how the ACS bolt worked. And who knows if it worked, right? I think that it might work if we had it in like some of these lower pressure guns, like maybe it could work in an autococker or something like that. You like my science time? maybe it would work in an autococker, but when it was in the spiders, you know, the spiders are pushing like 800 PSI. So that bolt is fucking moving. There is a lot of pressure behind that bolt. And you'd have to make the spring like so lightweight, I think, to work every time, that it wouldn't work right. So you'd have like the bolt trying to travel forward, but the spring would be too light and it'd like cause this like weird like oscillation or something when the bolt shoots. So they have to make this spring, I think, heavier than they want to. So it's possible it still chops paint. But one of the things that we always like would tell customers at the paintball store is like the ACS bolts came in all the guns and they didn't really have problems. Like they would work. It's not like it didn't work, you know, it's not like it was an ACS bolt and then, it also didn't work sometimes. So the stock regular bolts were better, you know, they worked just as well. So it's like, why not? You know, why not have the ACS bolts in there? I don't know if they worked or not. That's how ACS bolts work. I already said that. So you guys want to know anything else? What broke? I broke off one of the eye terminals. I'll show you guys how I broke it. We talked about this already, so I'll show quickly. Oh no. Oh, whatever. I'll show you how I broke it real fast. So, this is the Luxair paintball marker. It's a paintball marker. We're going to hold it like that because, you know, YouTube's freaking crazy. You take off the front foregrip to, you know, do that. Take out the bolt to get the frame off. And the single screw holding the frame on. I'm gonna take that off. So what I did originally was I had the front foregrip on, right? And I was another video online, and they said that you could remove the screw from the back of the frame, and then pivot this down to loosen. You could pivot the frame down to loosen the front foregrip, and I did that. And in doing that, I broke off that wire right there, that like terminal. So don't do that. Do not pivot the frame down or try to take the frame off or any of that shit when you have that front foregrip on. So take off the front foregrip before you try to take off the trigger frame. I mean, you know, the manual didn't tell me to do that. No one at DLX or Lux told me to do that or any of that stuff. So, you know, they didn't do anything. I just tried to, you know, be a little weird and take it off incorrectly. How come RF chips for loaders didn't last? There's really no point in it. You know, I think that there's just no point in it, you know, the RF. How come RF chips for loaders didn't last? Yeah, there was just no point in it. I don't think it didn't do anything. I mean, it did something, you know, it technically worked. The idea was that you'd have an RF chip, a radio chip. Ooh, we got weird there. You'd have a radio frequency chip in your hopper and one in your gun, and then every time you pulled the trigger, it would like communicate to the hopper to spin. Just thing going off randomly again. But like, it didn't really matter, you know. Like, you know, the eyes in the hopper worked perfectly fine. It wasn't like more responsive or whatever, you know, the sound activated or eyes or, you know, the motion detector, gyroscope stuff worked fine. It was all responsive enough. So it just didn't really matter. It's kind of like Virtue is done. Virtue had Bluetooth in some of their previous hoppers that would connect up to the Planet Eclipse guns. They made the Lux that you could connect it to. And it just didn't, you know, it's like it doesn't really matter. It didn't really like perform any better or do anything. It was just like a, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, though. We could put like RF hoppers. RF hoppers. We could put that in the gimmick category. So there was just no real, you know, reason for it. Yeah, rate of fire getting lower for sure could have something to do with it. Yeah, there's just no, there was no real practical reason to do it, you know? And it didn't, it was weird for compatibility too, you know? You think that like every single hopper, you can just put it on every single gun. And if you have a hopper that only works with RF, you gotta have like a gun that's working with it. And like, it just, it doesn't like play well with like the compatibility stuff. I saw someone said IntelliFeed, and I think someone else said something about IntelliFeed again. Yeah, Angel had their IntelliFeed stuff. Here's an Angel LCD. And that right there, that like black little thing on the back right there, That was a port. So that port, you actually plugged it straight into a hopper. So there was a wire that went up into your hopper. So every time the solenoid clicked, the hopper would spin. And, you know, maybe back then, back in the day, that might have worked better. Like, the IntelliFeed might have been better. But, you know, nowadays with, like, modern hoppers, it's like, I don't know. There's really no reason for it. Yep. Hoppers and hoppers and hoppers. What tech did the die damn box mag have? My buddy had one and it always messed up. You know, I think it's just a die rotor in the bottom. Honestly, I don't really remember. It's been like so long since I've seen a set of box mag. But I literally think it's just a die rotor in the bottom. They just like put the die hopper, the rotor in the bottom. I don't know what's with this thing just randomly flashing now. Yeah, the box mag messing up would make sense because, I mean, the rotor kind of jams and kind of messes up itself. So it would make sense that... Oh, you know what? We might have a like alert. So when people like stuff... Interesting. We're going to try again and see what happens. I'm trying to save something. Okay, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm breaking everything. The Tremor NXT, that was kind of a cool one. There were a lot of those cool shockers, for sure. It's either the shockers or the intimidators had, like, the coolest milling and stuff like that. Thinking about getting back into paintball. Well, hello. Last time I played, the Ego was the big new thing. I mean, if it just came out 2005 then, it's going to make you feel old. Oh, we could put propane. We could put the Tippmann. We could put the Tippmann. The Tippmann C. Is it C3? The C3. The Tippmann C3 was the propane powered paintball gun. The C3. 2005. Well, go play paintball. It's a lot different. I mean, it's different, but not at the same time, you know. Like everything, it just gets different. Should I hold on to my Geo 1.5 with an IV core or upgrade? I was thinking about the Etha 3 to go with my eMech, but I missed a screen. You know, honestly, I would probably rather have an Etha 3 over a Geo 2. Personally, I would. I mean, I don't know. I might be a weird use case. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, we were talking about like the Lux Air earlier and comparing it to the guns. And like the Geo, the 2.1, if you have an IV core to the Etha 3, like, you know, neither one of them is going to be probably better. Necessarily, you know, one's not going to shoot further, one's not more accurate, you know, one's not more consistent, it's not more really air efficient, and neither of them's going to be less or more reliable, probably. I mean, if anything, the Etha 3 might be more reliable, but there's probably not like a huge difference, you know, it's not like they're going to be like dramatically different. So, I don't know, I would just keep whatever one you like, honestly. Yeah, some brain says something about solenoid. Keep using the Geo until the solenoid dies, for sure. I don't know, like, solenoid deals with those. I know people started to, like, make stuff so you can, like, adapt other solenoids and stuff, but I'm not entirely sure. some weirdness going on with the computer. Chris Martin says, ETH2 or ETH3 will keep up with everything else today. But if you end up wanting to keep up with the Joneses. But you end, yeah. Yeah, the ETH2, it's like, I mean, it's the exact same gun. It's just like you don't get toolless bolt removal or whatever. Thank you. I appreciate it, Richard. Yeah, it's just total preference. I mean, for sure. Egos have adapters for LV2 solenoids. That might be what I'm thinking of, too. I know some, I saw some like LV like 1.6 stuff, or like 1.5s. Did they just give up on the PAL loader thing? You know, I don't know. I don't actually know what happened. I don't, honestly, I don't know. I would say no. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, that's such like a rental product, you know, because the PAL hopper system was never really designed like for, you know, us. It wasn't designed for like paintball players. It's designed for, you know, paintball fields, you know, people that are renting equipment all the time and like doing all kinds of stuff. Not necessarily like whatever. Paintball players specifically. Which makes sense. I mean, that's the whole point of the EMEC, really. Are you supposed to tip when you go to a private game? My local field is a mix of birthday parties and scrimmage test tournament players with a very small amount of open walk-on play. I have never tipped anyone at a paintball field. I wouldn't. I think tipping's fucking stupid. You know? I was talking about tipping last night with someone, and it's like, I just fucking hate it. You know, I think that the employers should probably just pay their employees adequately. That's what I think. You know, if you want me to pay your employees wages, just charge more so that you can actually like pay your employees what you think they should be paid. I can't like, I can hate it so much. Brad's M1 is going to slowly choke out. Apple and all the third parties have been turning on so much code that requires CPU. And dude, really the problem too is with my computers, I've started to do like more advanced editing stuff and I really do need like more GPUs. I'll go to like do something and I'm like, fuck, I gotta wait like 3 minutes now for this to like do this. So it would be really helpful to, yeah, just have more GPU cores. That's really what I want. I mean, maybe not even more, because I was looking at like the M4 Mac Mini, and it's only like, you know, it's a 10-core GPU, but it's like substantially faster than this thing, so. But we're going to see if they come out with an M5 or what the hell is happening. I don't know. No one knows what's going on. They're probably not going to come out with anything. For them to buy a 3-year-old computer because whatever. Okay, I'm going to go. Last night I made tacos for everybody. Well, not everybody. I made tacos for 4 people, including myself. So 3 additional people. I made ground beef tacos. And I cooked 3.5 pounds of meat for some reason. I made so much ground beef. I was like, why'd I make all this? I was like, getting it out of the pan, like the pot after cooking it, putting it in a bowl. And I'm like, dude, why'd I make so much meat? I thought that's funny. We probably used like 3% of it. What's going on here? Yeah, I really could edit way perfectly fine on the M1. Like people would be like, oh, you need all this RAM and like all this stuff, and I'm like, I literally have no problems editing video on like this computer, and I've for sure started to do so much more stuff. Like the current, there's all these like, you know, VFX things and like, you know, things happening in the video now that it just makes it a lot harder. So I want to do that. VM containers. Oh, I don't know, man. Like Docker. I was looking at Docker earlier. What was I looking at Docker for? I was trying to run something. I don't remember. Anyway, all right, guys. Let's come back next weekend. No, not next weekend. Next week. I don't know what the hell we're going to do. I really do want to try to get Greg Hastings to work, so I'm going to fuss with that more. I will do that this weekend, probably. Okay. Oh, you know what else I got is... We'll do this one, too. I was looking at, like, all kinds of old video games. And, like, what kind of video games we could, like, play. Or, like, old paintball video games. And... No, that's not it. I also got, like, a NES emulator. And there's, like, a old paintball game called Gotcha that came out in, like, 1989. And I want to try to play that as well, so... We might try to, like, play all the old video games. So we're thinking about maybe making a video based on, like, I don't know, make a paintball video game. Nothing's wrong with Greg Hastings. I'm just running on an emulator on a computer, and it's just running weird. So I just want to try to, like, I don't know, mess with it and whatever, try to make it work better. Gotcha was a movie, too. Yeah. NES. Yeah, it's really old. I tried to play it in the controls weren't working. It wouldn't let me, like, move or something, so. There's an MPPL one, too. I'm emulating on a MacBook Air. A very old M1 MacBook Air emulator. Didn't work. Well, it works, but it's like all kind of dark, 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 dark. Oh, MPPL 2009. I remember that. Yeah, maybe we'll try to do this. We'll try to, like, we'll figure it out and we'll play video games. I'm just kind of curious to do it. I mean, I'm not a gamer, so, you know, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I'm kind of curious just to see what they look like and laugh at them about nostalgic things. Okay. Come back next week. We'll be here for the Paintball Ruined My Life live stream. And in the meantime, I don't know. Enjoy the rest of the week. I don't even know. We're going to... I don't even think this works if I hit this. Well, that didn't work. My spare room in. We got to go back here. Here we are. We're still here. I got to hit this. I closed the browser and I got to hit freaking end in the browser. So we gotta turn that back on. We gotta click this. All right, now we're leaving. Gentlemen, enjoy the week.